Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
It's not the ribbons in your hair.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Monday to you. If you are tuning in by way of YouTube or Facebook, you can see on the screen, we have a very special guest in today. We have our pal, Rennie Knott, formerly of KSDK. Here's kind of what's going on. We were supposed to interview Rennie about an hour ago and then run it taped, but things lagged a little bit and took a little longer. So Rennie was kind enough just to go on air with us live. It's good to see you.
Thank you for having me.
We've talked a little bit over the weekend, but this first time we've seen each other face to face. We can go as long as you want. We can talk about anything you want. I think a lot of people have read the St. Louis Magazine article now by Sarah Finsky, so they've seen some of the issues and allegations and such. So just talk to me, brother.
Well, first of all, thanks for having me in and to be a part of this. It is odd to hear you say former KSDK.
Right.
You know, it's been the life for 21 years. It's been why I wake up. It's how my kids went to college. It's how we became a part of this community. So to look at it now and think that's a chapter done, it is time to turn the page to something new, is scary. It's extremely scary. It's been so long since I haven't worked in television, since 1987. I don't know anything else. And I don't know what I'm qualified to do if I'm not doing what I do. Having said that, I am looking very forward to what's new, what's next, where we go from here. As far as the article and what went down, you'd never know how public of a person you are until something like this happens and your life is out there. When it should be a private matter, my wife and I, my family, you know, things are said and it's out there like, wow. So that's been very difficult to deal with. Just the idea of not working has been difficult to deal with because waking up every morning was purpose. Waking up every morning knowing that I was going to talk to this person, I'm going to do that, and then I got this story set up, I'm going to be here, I'm going to be there. That's the energy. That's what I love so much about this and why I've loved about being on the side of doing the news as opposed to doing the sports, because doing the news, I got to meet the everyday people of St. Louis, those who are doing things that, wow, you do that and you work a 9-to-5? You mean you do the roller derby on the weekends, get all beat up, and then you go and you're a receptionist on the weekdays? So that's my energy. I love doing that. So obviously everybody knows that I'm not there. There was what you could call an HR issue, I guess. That's how they slugged it. I was called on the Thursday night 2 weeks ago now. I had just gone out and done an event for Hope Creates, and I just gotten home. I don't normally am up that late, but I was off the next day that Friday. And the new news director calls me, and he says, you can't come into work tomorrow. I know you got a PTO, but don't even think about coming in for anything else. You can't come in. HR is going to call you. Something happened today. I'm going, okay. So that night, I did not sleep. all I did was try to figure out, what did I do? What did I say? I'm going through all the annals of my mind, and I can't figure out anything, fathom anything. So the next day, I finally get, hey, I'm going to call you at 4 o'clock, whatever. Can we do a Zoom? I said, well, I don't have Zoom. I just have my phone. Well, let's do a FaceTime. Okay. So I guess to do a FaceTime is to sort of gauge my physicalness, how I'm responding, my body language. And I think at the same time is to make sure nobody else is listening to the conversation. So I get the call, and it was this, it wasn't even a, on January 3rd, this happened, on September 15th, this happened. It was, did you say this? Did you say anything about a gun? Did you say that you were going to do that? And I'm going, no, no. I go, was there conversations about guns? I'm sure there were conversations about guns. I don't have a gun, never had a gun, don't want a gun. So I'm not shooting anything or anything like that. I don't know what the context of the conversation was. All I know is you're asking me if I ever say anything about guns. What about this AK-47? I go, again, I don't have a gun. I don't know where that comes from. If anything, I was probably saying, I don't know where these kids get these type of weaponry around the St. Louis area. And to even think that somebody would take something like that just to take out a bunch of people all at once is just mind baffling to me. But this comes down to, okay, well, did you ever say this? Did you ever say you're going to kick somebody's butt? And I go, we say that all the time to each other. And just, Dave, I'm going to kick your butt. Because you said something, I'm going to kick your butt. And I go, really? A 61-year-old man's going to walk across the room on the set and just start pummeling somebody or attempt to pummel somebody? Now, let's be realistic. In all the time that I've been there, I've never exemplified that type of personality. I have spent my time giving to the community, doing the stories. I've never been to HR. I never had a write-up. All of my, a phone call just came in. All of my reviews have all been exemplary. I've never not had a new contract. I've always been approached long before the contract ever ends to renew the contract, and have said, yeah, because I love it here. This is what, you know, where I want to be and who I want to do it for. So for this to come up the way it did without really any recourse on my part, any true, what I would call due process in the sense of, well, we heard about this in June, so let's address it here. We heard about this in July, let's address it here. It was like, boom. And again, I'm just trying to figure out where all this came from and everything else. So that happens. And then she texts me yesterday on Sunday and says, hey, we talked to coworker who said you said da 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 da. Would you like to respond? Because, you know, we're going forward with this. I go, well, yeah, because you don't even have any idea of where I am in this or what I said. So I talk with her. I said, everything's on the record. I'm going to be free and swinging. And the idea that I was getting from her was the perception that I was some stressed out person. And I go, I'm not stressed out whatsoever. The person you're talking to now, who should be stressed out, is the same person that you would have always talked to. This is who I am, very calm demeanor. I have nothing to hide. So we talked and everything else. And, you know, through the course of the conversation, she goes, you know, I know you're a good person and I know things are going to happen for you. So, you know, don't worry about that. A lot of people believe in you. I said, thank you. You know, then, you know, I tell my wife and my daughter, of course, they're high, you know, high strung. They're like, oh my God, what's going to happen? What does that mean for your future? If someone's accusing you of that, because if people accuse you of that, it takes a look at your character. It takes a look at your mental status. And how do you prove that mentally I'm not in that unstable environment? And at the same time, you all know me. Are you kidding me? So the conversations I've had since then with people, everybody is like, well, we don't believe that. And, you know, we believe in you and blah, blah, blah. And it's been beautiful. It really has been beautiful to hear. But I'm still feeling like crap. I'm at my lowest low that I can think of since I stopped playing football in college. My last game was in 1986. So that gives you how long ago that was. But I'm still here. I'm still alive and have all my faculties. So, you know, let's try to figure this out.
Yeah.
And I, got all my bills that have to still be paid.
Yeah.
So let's try to figure this out.
So, Rennie, obviously you've spent the last few days putting this puzzle together, taking it apart, putting it together hundreds of times. What do you think happened?
You know, we're going through so much change right now. And a lot of that change has to do with potential buyout. It has to do with, you know, new people coming in and all that. And I think it's an environment where you're trying to, and especially our morning show, you're trying to improve the morning show. And I don't think anybody wants to be the blame for it not being what it should be. Everybody wants to be the instrument that gets it to where it needs to go. I've always tried to be a positive person in that. So I don't, again, nothing's like this ever happened. So it's hard for me to try to even figure it out as how does it come? Because I would never think that someone was out to get me or someone thought negative of me or didn't want to be on my team, didn't think I played fair. Thought I was not a nice person. I'm going, I don't get it. And so I'm still playing it through my mind as to how we got to where we are now. I do know that of all the people who started, who were on the morning show when I was there, when I started in 2016, I was the last one left. And, you know, maybe it's about changing the covers and putting on a new bed sheet and, you know, these people are sleeping in the bed now, so let's make this work. Maybe that's it. I don't know. I just felt really emotionally bad that someone would think that I was that person. I mean, I'm okay with you saying, hey, look, we want to part ways. I understand that much. But for that to be part of your reasoning, I'm just going, yeah. Where does this come from?
So we both do similar things for a living, and we both know that while every workplace can be very tight, media and shows are usually especially tight.
Yeah.
Like, these guys are my family.
Yes.
And I say stupid stuff in front of them all the time. Right? Right? And I just know they have my back.
Right.
Do you think it could be an instance of someone didn't get the memo and they didn't know that people get around like that?
So I think that that's a part of it. I think the context of what was said was taken out of context. I think it was just the words. And that's what I was told, was the words that were used, the company does not tolerate. And I said, okay, but do we know why the word was used or how it was being used? Because you're not telling me that. You're saying I use these words. And I'm going, and she, and I remember she saying this real, I said, I didn't realize that I was, you know, the sensitivity of the situation. She goes, it's not the sensitivity of the situation. It's the, basically the way people are going to take it with their concern. Like, those are concerning words. And I'm going, yeah, but I would think that somebody would know, gosh, I've been here all this time and I'm there every day, that I'm not someone that's going to do any of the stuff that I'm being accused of. But never did we go down that conversation. It was just, well, you said this because that person said you said it.
Yeah. Let's take a quick break here. Rennie Knott is with us, and he's with us as long as he wants to be today. Just talking about what happened, what didn't happen. Quick break. Right back. DGS and KMOX.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Dave Glover Show on KMOX. My guest in studio live is Rennie Knott. If you're living in St. Louis, especially if you're involved in the media, you've seen it on social media. And Sarah Finsky came out with an article over the weekend, St. Louis Magazine. And Rennie's talking very candidly and openly about what happened, what didn't happen. There were some allegations from coworkers, evidently. Rennie talking about guns or stabbing or kicking someone's ass. CTE, which we're going to get into here in a second. Rennie, let me ask you this. When it came up, because we've all had things like this happen, not just like this, but we've all had things where you're like, I don't know about that. Did you think immediately or perhaps over time, okay, I remember talking to Mitch and I was upset, maybe this, or is it just like, I just have no idea?
It's more of, I don't have any idea, because the way things were written, they're written to make it sound like I'm threatening, being ominous. And I go, I'm not a threatening or ominous person. And I also know, too, that you don't threaten someone at work. You don't threaten people, period. So that was never the case. I'm just guessing that, and again, I'm just guessing because I'm not the other person. You've heard another conversation, picked out of the conversation what you thought you heard, and that became the alarm. That became the concern. I know that people can watch while we're on the, not on the air, but in between commercial breaks, maybe you're seeing something there. Maybe you thought you saw something there. I really don't, you know, just because I'd never thought about it, I never took into consideration that, oh, something you say to Kevin was going to be used by Rachel to then tell Dan, you know, it's just going to be this thing that all of a sudden now I'm in trouble because someone overheard. It's like that. They used to do called post office.
Telephone.
You know, I tell you something, then you tell me something. The story never ends up being the same all the way around.
Yeah.
That's why context is always important. So when you write a story, I do a story. And I might like this soundbite. Man, that soundbite really worked well over here. And I go, but that soundbite is not a part of the context of that sentence. That soundbite is from something else. So you can't use that there. You can find a way down the line to write it so it drops in there, but you cannot screw up the timeline. You cannot screw up the truth. You cannot screw up the context of what something is. You see it a lot where someone can take a soundbite, drop it over here, and it sounds like that person's being a jerk, when really that person was responding to something else. And so that's why it's when I kept asking these questions, well, what was the conversation and why? And I was never addressed. So you just kind of left. And then people asked me, well, then why did you resign? Why? I go, well, think about it. I've done all this for this long, been what I would consider a model citizen, you know, good reviews and everything else. Why then would I want to continue to work with people that I feel don't trust me or I can't trust them? Why would I want to be in an environment now where I'm going to have to wonder, well, who said what and why and who's out to get me or why is it happening the way it is? So,
What has this done to your heart?
Oh, jeez. I mean, it what it does to my heart, and this is the one that, you know, initially I'm just kind of in shock, okay, and then I hadn't told my wife simply because, I mean, how am I going to tell her. So she left to go to work, and while she's at work, the first St. Louis Magazine article comes out. So I couldn't even control who's going to learn when they learn. It comes out. Well, then people are texting her, and she doesn't even know. So she immediately calls me. I mean, my daughter, who lives in Columbia, texts my wife, who then calls me. And she's like, why do you? And I kind of explain it to her. And she comes home, and she just starts bawling because she doesn't want to move. She doesn't want to leave here. You know, what is that going to mean to, you know, being here, being a part of this? That was, and it still is, the hardest thing. You know, it's hard for me to look at her with a confidence that it's all going to be okay, because I don't know myself, at least not right now. I have ambitions. I have, you know, ideas, whether or not those all come to be. You look at our landscape now when it comes to broadcasting. We talk about podcasts and all that stuff. Everybody does those things. Mm-hmm. You know, how are you going to do something that's going to stand out from the rest? It's that, and it's every day. It's my head spins, and I slept last night. I think I went to bed. It must have been it's during the football game. It's around 8:39, 9 o'clock maybe, and I went to bed, and I was asleep. And then my wife came in with the dogs, and I woke up, and I tried to go back to sleep, and then my head starts going. So I've probably been up now since 4:30, 5 o'clock, just a head spinning, just trying to figure out where am I going to be in, you know, November when Thanksgiving gets here. Where am I going to be? So to backtrack for a second, back to 2003. So 2003, I worked at WGLA-TV. I was the sports director at WGLA in Washington, D.C. My contract was coming up, healthy contract. I was then being courted by the Crosstown station owned by Gaudette, which used to own Channel 5, about coming over there. So at the time, I have a one-year no-compete clause. Well, once my station found out that I had talked to them, they're like, you've got like 24 hours to sign this contract, or we're pulling it back. And over here, I'm waiting for this guy to draw something up. So I didn't sign this one with JLA. That gets pulled back. They find out I'm talking to this guy over here, and then they offer me half. And Newsweek even says to me, I you know, we're responsible a lot for you making what you make right now, but you know, right now we just want to pay you half. I'm like, 24 hours ago, you're ready to pay me what I was making. I go back to over here, and he says, well, you know, we can't have you sit out for a year non-compete, so you know, I can't hire you right now. Whoa, wow, okay. So now you're in the middle of Thanksgiving. Like, my parents are coming in for Thanksgiving. They live in Las Vegas. They're coming to D.C. And there's like this, don't say anything to anybody because you're still working. Don't say anything. So eventually he says, well, what about St. Louis? Which is how I ended up coming here, doing an interview and get hired. But that was the last time I felt this type of despair where I don't know what's going to happen next. And you don't know who to talk to, who to reach out to, who to take advice from. It's almost like it's all internal. Well, now there's more people around me that are not offering, but suggesting things and all of that. So we'll see where it goes from here. But it has been easily the lowest that I've felt, especially coming off the high of being in Paris covering the Olympics, anticipating being in Milan to cover the Olympics in February. All of a sudden, it's like, bam, bottom just dropped off. In fact, it was just 3 weeks ago, NBC sent me my tickets for Milan. That I'm taking the NBC charter out of LaGuardia and flying right into Milan. Oh, this is great. Looking forward to this. And wow, gone.
Can you do one more segment with us?
I can do whatever you want.
All right, we're here.
Nowhere to go.
Here with our friend Rennie Knott. Quick break, right back. DGS and KMOX. And KMOX, talking to our friend Rennie Knott here. So we've been talking about half an hour, and so far what we've established is that Rennie was blindsided by this, didn't see it coming at all. HR brought up some language that he was accused to have used about guns and stabbing someone or kicking someone's butt, talking about his concerns about his own CTE. And that was all kind of put together into one package. And some people aren't comfortable and we have to separate. And here we are. So I applaud you. I think you're doing the right thing, you know, talking about it, getting out in front of it. Are you worried at all about being so public about it and what happened?
No, because I think by not being public about it, then what is the lesson someone else can learn? And I think someone who's listening can say, oh, I say things in the office that I'm thinking I'm only talking to this guy, but there's another room of people who could probably hear me. I better be careful of what I say and what I do. I also hope that people understand that just because somebody wronged you doesn't mean you should go wrong them. In other words, just because I'm no longer at Channel 5, I'm not going to take the time to go, I'm going to tell you something about the people over there. No. As I was just saying before we came on, Channel 5 gave me 21 of the best years in broadcasting I've had, especially as the era of television broadcast has changed. Now, in D.C., we traveled. We did a lot of things because in those days, people had fat pockets and you were on location. Now, it's a matter of doing things where it's a Zoom call and it's a this, it's a that. They don't travel as much. But I've been to Athens, Greece. I've been to London, England. I've been to Pyeongchang, South Korea. Just came back from Paris to cover the Olympics because they felt that I could do that for them. And to cover the Olympics, I covered the Olympics by myself. I was my own camera person, editor, writer, storyteller, story finder, whatever you want to call it, one man band. It was a huge challenge, but a great energy to have. And man, I look forward to that every day that I woke up over there. Let's go. Same thing when I was in Pyeongchang, same thing in the other two. But had it not been for Channel 5, I would not have been a part of that. I was asked, because I was at that time on the morning show, to go to Boston for Game 7 for the Stanley Cup. Okay. So I go to Boston, Stanley. You know, I'm not the sports guy anymore. Now I feel kind of out of place. But gosh, to be a part of that when it happened, to be embraced, and then to be a part of the parade, incredible stuff. So I look at, you know, the World Series championships with the Cardinals, the demise of the Rams even, and trying to ride that thing. It was incredible. Incredible. When I moved to news and to be able to tell the stories of the everyday person, their inspirations and why they do what they do, it made me understand the people of St. Louis. Because when you do sports, you understand the fan and the passion, but you don't understand the people. You don't understand the people who work hard and then do this or take their hard-earned money and buy that ticket to go see the Cardinals. And now you have an understanding as why they bash the team the way they do, if that is warranted. So I don't look at it in any way as far as a negativity. I just feel bad that you leave without getting the gold pocket watch. You don't leave on your terms. You don't get to say goodbye. You don't have the cake. You don't have the luncheon. It's just you were here yesterday. And now anything about you is gone. You're not on a website. You're probably not in any videos they have. Like I said, I had 4 boxes arrive at my door on Friday, and that was my life from my desk.
So you're handling it very well, but do you have no animosity, or you're just handling it?
I would just say this about when I say animosity. The only animosity I have is that I feel as if I trusted people and believed in people, and to think that someone felt that way about me hurts. I mean, I guess in that way I'm very sensitive, and I always have been, that I want approval, and I thrive on it. If someone says, hey, you did a great job, I want to do some more. And so now to look back and feel that people thought I was that guy, and that hurts. That hurts a lot. To think that, well, I don't know if betrayed is the right word or whatever, but just that I thought I was being a certain way and someone took it another way, and I have no way to take it back and go, well, let's fix this road. Let's make this path a lot better because we're all going down this together.
What would you have said?
I think if someone confronted me about that, and hopefully it would be, here's what the context was and what the statement was, I would apologize for if that offended them or became a concern for them. I would then say, well, here's what I meant and why. And then I wouldn't do it again. I now know, okay, that's a little much for this area, that person, that conversation. Because what I don't want to have is for that person to feel uncomfortable and then for me to feel uncomfortable. I was going to work. I get there 1 o'clock in the morning. There's very few people there. And I don't want someone to go, oh my God, here he comes. I want to go, hey, Rennie, how you doing? Good to see you. How was your weekend? It was great. And go do my thing.
What would you like to say to your fans, to the people of St. Louis?
I mean, the outpouring that I have received is, I don't even think overwhelming is the right word to use. It's just been a lot where I never thought people felt, or that many people felt that way. And man, it's been everything to keep me afloat, keep me feeling like, okay, you're going to be all right. You're going to make it through. There's a lot of people believe in you. And I thank them. And I'm sorry that it came to this and it came to it in this way, because I am not that person. I've never been that person. And I'm pretty sure if you know me or met me or been around anything I've been around, you know that I don't portray anything along those lines. I don't carry myself in that manner. I always told my kids that I don't care who you are, where you are, you talk to everybody along the way. And that's from the guy that's emptying the trash can to the president of the company. Everybody's treated the same way. You don't have to worry about kissing anybody's behind. You just smile. You make eye contact. You let them feel like they are human. And that's the way I try to treat people.
So this isn't something you ever wanted, but the fact is now you're free. Mm-hmm. You can do anything you want to do. You're young. Yeah. You got plenty left
in
the tank.
I'm not young.
Hey, you're my age. You're young.
Yeah, okay, we're young.
We're young.
We're vibrant.
What attracts you?
What attracts me is what I've been doing, and that's the hard part. Is I've only done this, and I do it for a reason. Look forward to it. The storytelling part of it is the most intriguing thing. And is there a way to tell the stories in a grander format, in a bigger? Instead of a minute 30, maybe a 5 minute or a 3 minute or whatever, give it time to breathe. Let the people tell their stories. If I had opportunity to be on an anchor desk again, man, whew, yeah. Yeah. There is an adrenaline rush with being able to communicate what's going on that day to the audience that's watching. And those audiences are changing, and streaming is a bigger deal. And obviously podcasting is a bigger deal. So whatever that becomes, I'm open to all of it because I haven't been open to all of it till now.
Yeah.
Why not experience it?
Anything that we haven't talked about that you'd like to get off your chest or address? Anything unsaid?
I don't think so. I know that moving forward, the accusations are going to be ones that are going to raise questions and eyebrows. And I'm just saying, hey, watch me. That's all I can say. Watch me. And pay attention to what I say and what I do, and let's look at me that way. Not from what this conversation was, not from what this breakup was, but where it moves forward. And here's something that I said when we first sat down. I said, you know, you put all your efforts into a job thinking that this job is going to be mine forever. If something ever happens to you, the next day they're plotting the next person, not plotting, but looking for the next person to replace you, and somebody's cleaning out your desk. Time marches on, that no one has that type of importance. And until it happens to you, you really don't, because you think, I bust my butt, I do this job, I'm going to be okay. And wow, no, not necessarily. So that's the eye-opening part that I hope other people can take from it too.
Well, until you find a place to land, and you will, you have a temporary home here, KMOX DGS. You come on once a week and just hang out.
Sure.
Keep your name out there.
Sure.
Keep your chin up, buddy.
I'm keeping my chin up, and I even considered shaving. My wife said no. Because your face doesn't look good without that. So damn
easy. Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle,
check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Guys, DGS on KMOX. Happy Monday to you. 148. Well, that was something else.
Yeah.
I was hoping to get Rennie on, but I didn't expect it to be so soon. Monday, live, the first hour. One thing I learned when I was a lawyer, and my dad used to say, no matter how thin you pour the pancakes, there's always two sides, right? So we got a little bit of KSDK from Sarah Finsky, got a whole lot from Rennie, and people can make their own judgments, you know?
Yep.
What'd you think?
I mean, look, I've known Rennie since I moved to town. I know his personality. Again, it's not like we spend holidays together or anything like that, right? It's not like, you know, that kind of thing. But, I mean, I've known this guy. And people in the business, like we, especially before Rennie was in news, when he was in sports, we all know each other. Everybody knows everybody. Everybody hangs out with everybody. Everybody's friends with everybody. If someone had a reputation, you kind of get to know it. Never heard anything like that from anyone ever about
Yeah,
Rennie.
That's for sure.
In 19 years I've been here, I have never heard anything. Now, does that mean there's things that I can't hear? Of course.
Of course.
But in 19 years, when somebody's kind of a jerk or when somebody treats people badly, you either see it or hear it. I mean, like 99% of the time. And never once have I heard anything that sounds remotely like what he's been accused of.
Yeah. And what's so troubling about it is the allegations are so specific. It's not like, oh, Wheeler's a bad guy. Oh, Glover's an a-hole. It's AK-47, talked about stabbing, talked about concerns about his CTE. You see what I'm saying? It's not like an overall, he's unpleasant.
Yeah.
It was like specific things.
Yeah, I get it. And again, I would ask anyone, you could take in a lot of days, you could take an hour of this show and you could cut up snippets of you or me saying things. And if you take the context out, it sounds like something completely different than what it is. And there can be, and I'm not saying anything was done with intent. I want to be clear about that. But misunderstandings happen. And then if people don't talk about them, nobody has a conversation, you don't know, well, those things fester. And you start to think about the specific words and not about the context.
Yeah.
What was being said? What was the mood? What's the relationship like? So if you and I have a conversation and we're ripping on each other, somebody could hear that and go, wow, man, Wheeler was being such a jerk to Glover. He's being abusive. But we're not, because we're friends. We're kidding. We're joking. And that's the vibe I get. That's not what Rennie said. Rennie did not say that. But that's the vibe I get when situations like this happen, where sometimes, and you know how it is with in the business world at this point. What are they going to do first in any big business? The first thing they're going to do is cover their own asses. When there's any hint of any problem, the bigger the company, the more likely it is they're just going to move on. Because, and again, I even understand that, because they don't want to get sued and they don't want to be on the hook if something were to happen anywhere at any time. So I understand it, but, you know, context matters and detail matters, and people hearing just specific trigger words is a different thing than hearing the full story. Now, I don't know the conversations that Rennie was in. I wasn't there. He did not relay them to us. He did not say, here's exactly what was going on, because I'm not sure how that was portrayed to him. But I always think it's important to understand the individual relationships. And if it's a third party hearing a conversation between two people, even if that sounds contentious, it may not be.
People asking what CTE is, and within this story, there were some allegations about Rennie talking about the possibility of him having CTE down the road. CTE is a brain condition, as I understand it, from multiple hits to the head in sports.
Yeah,
and it can cause Alzheimer's type.
Yeah, so CTE is a big deal in football. It exists in other sports, but in football, it's been a really big deal. What they find with the doctors, I think it's Boston University that have done kind of the leading research on this, where when someone passes away, they study the brain and you can see this degeneration that's happened. And it's related to the repeated blows to the head over periods of time. And you don't have to play in the NFL for it to happen. There have been people who never played past high school who have had, you know, CTE when their brains were examined. And, you know, the problem here is that there are thousands and thousands and thousands of former football players who have had CTE. And there are a very tiny percentage of them that have taken their own lives, that have hurt other people, and then CTE was found to be a part of the problem after that person was deceased.
And Rennie was saying that any conversations he had about that at KSDK were just about his concerns. Played a lot of football, took a lot of hits, you never know. Rach, you're a mover and a shaker now. I got lots of friends in the media. What do you think?
I mean, I would encourage everyone, if you haven't already, to read the article on St. Louis Magazine. Sarah Venske, Ryan Kroll have done a lot of work on this, and they've talked to a lot of people. You can, you know, read Rennie's words again. And then, hear the other side from KSDK. Now, no one is named in any of these allegations. It is all just like different staffers they talk to, but that's a part of the story, too. I was thinking while Rennie was in here, oftentimes when someone is let go in media, their instinct is to go away for a little while. Rennie is getting out in front of this and telling his story.
Well, if I were advising him, it's exactly what I would tell him to do. Because otherwise, the only story that's out there is the opposing story. If you're not saying anything, then that just means all that's out there is the negative. You're not giving anybody what you see as your side of this.
Mm-hmm.
So if it only exists in a one-sided story, well, then you obviously, A, you're taking the hit because it's going to be the negative side. And then B, people don't have two things to compare to one another.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.